Ah, here it is. Thank God I found it when I did.
Cosmic Jess?
Who's Jess? I'm Jen. You're Cosmic Jess, admin of the Secret Astrology Mailbox. Quit the act. I know it's you. I've read your notebook. Your astrological analyses are incredible. You sure did your homework on the boys I told you I want to conquer. You're my idol. Huh? Oh, turns out our hot girl Kira here, she's the weird girl who asked me, or should I say, my alias Cosmic Jess, to help her flirt with guys. Ugh, but out of all people, why does it have to be her who found out about my identity? She knew too much. Let's be friends, okay? I'll keep your secret. I swear! Okay, but no one can ever know about this. Secret friendship. I get it. Was it a friend request or a contract? I shouldn't be friends with the resident hot girl, but it seems like I didn't have much choice. If anyone finds out that I'm Cosmic Jess, then I'll be kicked out of the astrology admin group. Hey, are you blind or something? Can't you see the road? I picked up my books in silence. It's best if I don't get involved with this attention seeker. I was about to leave when Rebecca grabbed my hand. You can't just leave. You broke my new iPhone screen. So I want to know what you're going to do about it. Is your head just for decoration or what? As you're acting like a brainless brat. What are you looking at? Don't you know who I am? And why are you rolling your eyes? Kira didn't stop there. By the time she'd finished taunting Rebecca, she caused her to run off crying. Then Kira winked at me and walked off. A famous cute Leo wants to be my friend. I guess that's not a bad thing, right? Beneath her competitive and brash exterior, Kira is actually a warm and optimistic girl. No surprise, though, as Leos are extremely dedicated and sincere. She even gave me this beautiful white dress, just because she said it'd compliment my skin tone. Oh no! Now I've ruined it! Stupid ketchup bottle! I rushed to the bathroom to try and fix it. Jasmine, give me the soap bar! SOS!
Here!
Oh my God, what? Through the curtains, I saw the silhouette of a tall boy showering.
You should stop breaking into the bathroom like that. We have a new tenant. Wait, can I please finish up here before we have formal introductions?
Jasmine apologized to him, then dragged me out of there. Turns out that's Mark, my older brother David's classmate, and he would be staying with us while he completed his internship. Mark walked out of the shower not long after that, and oh my God, he was gorgeous! Look at that sun-kissed skin, lean muscles, and bright smile. Thank you, universe. He introduced himself, but my ears were ringing, and I couldn't hear a thing. Cupid had hit me. He even helped me clean up the ketchup all over the kitchen carpet and floor. What a nice guy. Then, when the coast was clear, I snuck into David's room and rummaged around, trying to find some more info about this hot friend of his. There it was. Mark was born on May 22nd. So he's a Gemini. A perfect gift for an Aquarius girl. I went to school with a spring in my step. Oh, what a glorious day! I hurriedly lined up as I heard the coach's whistle. News on the grapevine was that we had a very handsome new basketball coach. Oh, come on. How could a coach be handsome? But, oh my gosh, that's unbelievable. Mark, the dreamy Gemini guy from my house, was also my new coach. What more proof did I need that this was destiny? After school, I was about to tell Kira about my destiny when she gave me info about her new target, a Taurus boy. This was the second time in a month. I was about to lecture her, but then she bribed me with the new Jan Spiller book. So, I took a look at their birth charts. Interesting. After so many mismatched attempts, Kira may have found her perfect match. But after a week of trying to impress this guy, Kira failed miserably. This Taurus guy doesn't like my enthusiasm. I just don't get it. I've shown him how kind I am by helping people out, and I even changed my style for him. I actually tried on this vintage knee-length dress that smelt like mothballs, and he didn't glance at me once. Let me check. I just don't understand how it can be wrong. Okay, let me go get some snacks. I recalculated and redrew the chart, but still couldn't figure it out. Maybe he already had a girlfriend? Or perhaps he wasn't into girls? In this case, I couldn't help at all. Just had to close this Leo Taurus case and open up the Aquarius Gemini love story. I flipped through my chart and Mark's. We matched perfectly. And I just drew hearts around the picture of him glued on it. Ah! I have shocking news, Jen! Kira's piercing scream startled me. Why the hell is the gym teacher downstairs in your house talking to Jasmine? Oh, he's staying in David's room for a while. What? Why didn't you tell me that hot news? Wait, what's in your notebook? Don't tell me it's Mark, okay? I quickly turned around to get the notebook, but Kira was faster. So, you also like Mark. That's why you gave me the advice to be an idiot in front of him, right? Huh? Your Taurus guy is Mark? Of course, I didn't know that. I mean, he's not even a Taurus. Yes, he is. But you knew this. Now you're trying to trick me with your false info so you can find out more about him. If you want, I'll leave him to you. I'm not that needy. Not like you. Unbelievable! Do you really think you would have been able to pick those ex-boyfriends of yours up without my advice? Duh! I'm a beauty queen! You're just helping me speed things up! Beautiful, but boring. The personality that won over all those guys was built by me. That's not who you are. Boring? How dare you? I'll show you just how far from boring I am. Kira then left. Okay, fine. She's living in La La Land about herself. Talk about delusional. Poof, I don't need such an unreasonable friend. At the same time, I received a ton of notifications from the secret mailbox. Oh no, my pictures and info were leaked all over the forum. I quickly logged into the administrator account. Ugh, anonymity was the number one rule of the group, so now they'd kicked me out. My favorite job, my fans. Kira, this was too much. Fine, you want to play dirty? I'll show you dirty. It's time Kira's long list of boyfriends went public on the school forum. Kira, the omnivore, was the new nickname that students gave her. Oh well, it was her fault for flirting with 12 guys in just half a year. Was she trying to find a boyfriend from each of the 12 zodiac signs or something? Let's end this stuff. It's because of Mark, right? He'll never have him. He's mine. Fine. If you can win his heart in a month, then I'll apologize for lying about your boyfriend collection. If not, you have to write a post claiming that I'm not Jess. Okay, mark your own words. Kira is a competitive girl, but in this fight, I would definitely win. I mean, come on, she couldn't even get Mark's star sign right. Even though she's a terrible cook, Kira still tried to send some disgusting cakes that she made to my house for him. But of course, Mark threw them in the trash after the first bite. She also feigned feeling faint and fell into his arms in every basketball lesson. Huh. Mark looked so uncomfortable. Not surprising, really, seeing as he's 100% Gemini, not Taurus, so her fragile girl act wouldn't work on him. As for my relationship with him, well, that was coming along nicely. And thanks to our assigned star signs, all I had to do was just be myself. For instance, the other night, when I just happened to mention there was a shooting star, he enthusiastically made me and Jasmine go along and watch it. Then last weekend, he invited me and her to a friend's farm, which was so much fun. I saw the cute looks he was giving me. So if Jazz hadn't been there, he definitely would have confessed his love to me. And it was true that I didn't have to wait long, as that night, I suddenly heard a knock on my door. How sweet! He'd left a movie ticket for me. Huh, take that, Kira. I knew I'd won this one. I'm so gonna take a picture of us holding hands in the cinema and send it to Kira. The night after, I didn't see Mark at home, so I guess he wanted me to meet him at the movies? Ugh, this was so romantic. I was in the right seat, but he wasn't here yet. My heart was beating so fast that I thought it would explode. As the movie started, the lights went out, and that's when someone was approaching my row of seats. I nervously pretended to be staring at the screen when he came to sit next to me.
Why are you here?
Huh? More like, what are you doing here? The two of us watched the whole film together in anger and impatience. Who on earth arranged all of this? We huffed our way out of the cinema, then spotted Mark. Only, he was holding hands with a girl.
Jasmine?
We chased after them, but Jasmine just shrugged and smiled. So, all this time, he'd been trying to win Jasmine's heart, not mine. Then he walked over to us and handed me his card.
Go get yourself some ice cream, pizza, anything. Have fun. I'll be back with Jasmine later.
What was that about? I looked at the credit card and gasped when I saw Teeman's signature in the corner. How could I forget Geminis have multiple personalities? Teeman was the founder of the Astrological Mailbox. Who would have thought that the leader of this group would be a teacher? Someone I lived with? My sister's boyfriend? My crush? And even my bestie's crush? Kira gave me a comforting look. Now we were both lovelorn, but in true Leo style, Kira had already lined up her next prey. Don't be sad. It's just another test. What zodiac sign do you think that guy is? He's pretty good looking, so he must be a Libra, right? I chuckled, then leaned my head on her shoulder. Mark, or should I say Teeman, made me realize that before I could hope to find my dream match, I need to make some mistakes first. I may not have found love, but I did have my friend back, so that counted for something, right? At least the test of friendship worked.